Thank you and good afternoon. We appreciate very much this opportunity of coming your way with Bible Meditations. I hope that you have a great day, and certainly we express our appreciation for you taking the time to think about the Bible and Bible Meditations. We began our study yesterday looking at some of the reactions that people have had to Jesus, the Son of God. It's very possible for a person to say that they love the Lord with all of their heart and yet not bring forth the fruit that demonstrates they do love the Lord. Jesus asked the question in Luke chapter 6 and verse 49, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" When a person professes that he loves the Lord and that he's concerned about doing the will of God, he ought to very clearly do what he can in obedience to God's will, showing that respect. And so when we say that we love the Lord and we appreciate him, then we show by our actions that we really do love him and that we are obedient to his will. Throughout the Bible, there were numerous reactions to Jesus as he came into the world. He came as the Son of God, and he came and affected men everywhere. Some appreciated that and reacted in the right way. Others did not appreciate him, and so we have different reactions. We began yesterday looking at the reaction of a man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Jewish leader. He was one who was very high as far as the Jewish religion was concerned. And yet this Pharisee comes to the Lord, saying to him, "I know that you're not just a man. I know you're a teacher come from God, because what you have done is evidence that you are from God. No man could do the things thou doest, except God be with him." And so it became apparent that Nicodemus saw in Jesus someone different from the normal or average person that a person would see. And so Nicodemus says, "Your signs, the things you do, are evidence that you're the Christ, the Son of God." From this point, we went to the disciples of our Lord. And Jesus, when he came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" In other words, what reaction do you get as far as people generally are concerned? Who do they think that I am? Well, the answer was, they think you're a prophet. They think you're like Jeremiah. You're like one of the great prophets of time gone by. But that answer was not sufficient. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whom do you say that I am?" Well, led by Peter, the answer was given, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responded by that to saying, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father in heaven." In other words, you know that I'm the Son of God, because my Father has revealed that unto you. And the very fact that I'm the Christ, the Son of God, is the basis upon which I will build my church. This rock refers to the fact that he's the Christ, the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, bears that out when the record says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And so the foundation for the church is indeed Christ, not Peter. Peter's just a man, a fallible man, and certainly would not serve as the foundation for this great church that Jesus was going to build. But Jesus then, being the foundation, the church has the right foundation, a good foundation that will stand. But notice the difference in the reaction. Some said, "He's a good man. He's a prophet." Others say, "He's the Son of God." Well, what about the person who says, well, Jesus was a good man? Do you know there are people even today who take that kind of position? Well, he was a prophet. He was a good man. You can see evidences of the good that he did. But he's just not the Son of God. He's not the Messiah. He's not the promised one. Well, I find a great deal of trouble in believing such a view as that because of this. If Jesus claimed to be the Son of God and he's not the Son of God, he was telling a falsehood, wasn't he? If a person is a liar, are they a good person? Well, the answer's no. So when somebody says, well, he was a good man, he was a prophet, but he wasn't the Son of God, they're really saying Jesus lied about it. And as you go through his claims, and he made many of them, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John many times tell us about the fact that Jesus said he and his Father are one, and that he had come from the Father, and that he and his Father were in perfect unity. And so when he made those claims, if those claims were not true, and he is not the Son of God, then Jesus becomes a liar and would be rejected and ought to be rejected if he is indeed a liar. But the fact that he claimed to be the Son of God ought to be recognized as saying to us, there's no two ways about it. He either is the Son of God or he's not a good man. Well, my position is very strongly, he is the Son of God. And if you and I react to Jesus properly, we'll react recognizing him to be God's Son. Some of the enemies of Jesus had a different reaction than, generally speaking, you and I would have or we would even think about. This is the 11th chapter of the book of Luke. The record says he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falleth. If Satan shall be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. Well, if you look at the context and you look at what's happening here, some unable to explain the miracles of Jesus went in this direction. Jesus was a good man, but really, here's what he was doing. He was using the power of the devil, Beelzebub, and casting out devils by the power of the devil. Well, the famous statement, every kingdom divided against itself shall fall, Jesus made. It's been attributed to Abraham Lincoln, but of course Abraham Lincoln said it because the Lord said it. It was a statement that the Lord made of truth, saying that the devil doesn't cast out devils. And if I cast out devils, then I'm not of the devil. That would be a kingdom divided against itself and doomed to fall. Well, you can see clearly the reaction then of some was, we believe him to be the Son of God. The reaction of others, no, he's just a man and he's maybe using the power of the devil in what he's doing. I think you can see the reactions of people are different in regard to Jesus Christ. Many are saying at this time of the year, I love Jesus. The question is, does their action show that they love the Lord? Well, we appreciate being with you today. Encourage you to listen tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.